Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning to you and Milsey. For a decade, Haitian immigrant Marie Jean-Pierre worked at a dishwasher job at the upscale Conrad Hotel in Miami. She's also a missionary for the Soldiers of Christ Church, which forbids its followers to work on Sundays. Pierre says she presented the hotel with a letter from her pastor when she was hired in 2006. The letter saying it would violate her religious beliefs to work on Sundays. She contends the hotel threw the letter out. NBC asked her,
"Have you ever worked on a Sunday?"
No. No, I can't do Sunday. Because Sunday, I honor God.
Her attorney, Mark Bremer, says for years everything worked out okay, as she was able to swap shifts with co-workers so she could meet her Sunday church commitments.
They accommodated her. She never worked a Sunday. And then all of a sudden a new employer came in, a boss, we call him an Iron Chef, and he said, "No, you have to work Sundays. There's new rules." And after six Sundays, they fired her. The law is you must accommodate somebody on their religious beliefs if you can reasonably accommodate them.
Bremer filed a lawsuit on her behalf, claiming religious persecution. They took the Conrad Miami to federal court, where they also contended the hotel had violated the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964.
This fine lady was a dishwasher in the garbage. Now, had she been a master chef or the breakfast chef, then maybe they needed her. But they accommodated her for 7 years, and they easily could have accommodated her. But instead of doing that, they set her up for absenteeism and threw her out.
And Milsey, the case went to trial this month. It was a jury trial.
And the result, the verdict?
We do have a verdict. The jury sided with her, awarding her $21.5 million. Of that, $36,000 is for lost wages and benefits, $500,000 is for emotional pain and mental anguish. The remaining $21 million is for punitive damages. There is, however, a $300,000 federal cap on punitive damages, but the jurors were not told that. In response to the jury's verdict, Hilton, which owns the Conrad Miami, issued a statement saying multiple concessions were made to accommodate her personal and religious commitments. And Milsey and Basil, not surprisingly, the firm says it will appeal.
I would too, I reckon.
No surprise.